If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Sit back and hold your breath. Just let nature take effect. Although it's on my bones, the touch of velvet rubbed against my soul.
Episode of the Old Guy Metalcast. I'm so down to earth that I'm underground. It's your boy, the King of Bonk Style, Jim Fish, is joined as always by Sir Robert of Blades, Mr. Bobby Motherfucking Blades.
It's 420!
It's 420!
Happy 420, man.
Yeah, dude. Fucking it is.
Let take a fact. A warm glow inside my bones.
The touch of velvet. I can't even sing it. Forget it.
It's my soul.
Thoughts of things you've always known.
I'm gonna have to jam that today.
Oh shit!
Isn't that one of the early connections that we had? Me and you?
Yeah, the 420 song.
It's
yeah.
Like you used to listen to SCL.
Yeah.
Before I knew you.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I would make death metal references, and then you would always comment. You were like the only dude who got them. Not that death, the 6 Feet Under is a death metal band.
They were a death metal band for one album and one EP, I think. And
yeah. Yeah, it's 420. I forgot it's 420, actually, until you said it.
I don't know. I've been thinking about that since last night. I was like, man, I gotta either like cut in the 420 track or just like fucking shout it out.
What are we gonna do today, brain? Same thing we do every day, Pinky. Get high as fuck.
We're gonna get high and talk about velvet rubbing against our soul and stuff like that.
Like, yeah, dude, it's Saturday. It's I would be getting baked from the time I wake up till I go to sleep regardless, you know?
And some people wait until 420 at 420 and then like smoke out like really hardcore.
That sounds pretty fun, actually. I was like, I wish my chick had off today. She'll be home like in a little bit, but this is like gonna push her to the fucking moon, you know, because she's pretty new.
Mm. She'll be home at 420, right? So you guys are all...
She'll be home by 420. So this is Chris Barnes. This is fucking 6 Feet Under, right? Chris Barnes was in the Cannibal Corpse?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
She knows Cannibal Corpse, man.
Oh, she does. Okay. So yeah. She's cool. Yeah. Like
Our song is I Come Blood, really.
Because I thought it'd be like stripped, raped, and strangled or some shit like that.
I mean, it depends on the day. The first time she came over here and hung out, it was the first time we'd hung out since we had a date like 16 or 17 years ago or something. You know, because we have this like whole weird history where like I feel like the galaxy is like tries to put us together over and over in our history. And it just like never happens. And I feel like it almost didn't happen this time, too. And if it didn't, I feel like it would happen again in like 5 years or 10 years. Like, it's just meant to be, I think. But anyway, she was over and I'm like going through YouTube. We're just hanging out and listening to music and shit, watching videos or whatever. And I was scrolling through and it's like Cannibal Corpse, I Come Blood. And she's like, oh, okay. She's like, I Come Blood, huh? That's real nice.
This next song is about shooting blood.
Yeah, it was a live version too, so then I showed it to her.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, you know how couples have, the first day on our first date, this song played, and we, you know? So I'm like, man, if we end up somewhere, like, this will be our song.
Yeah. So it's like, and people ask that question, like the parents or something. So what song was playing when you guys first met?
I Come Blood.
This next song is about shooting blood out of your cock.
I showed her that, and then of course I had to like go down the fucking rabbit hole of showing her like how George Corpse Grinder is just like a fucking goofball who like wins toys from claw machines and gives them to children.
Yeah. He must be like a virtuoso with the claw machines, because it's really hard to get shit out of there.
The song that we were playing when we first met was probably like, some elementary school song.
What the fuck?
Like fucking Wheels on the Bus or something. Because that's how long ago we met.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like more recently. And I was like, holy shit. Why were you listening? Were you listening to like Disney tunes or something? But yeah, never
mind. I remember this song actually from third grade. Because third grade's when I moved to the school that she went to, and that's where we met. And I still remember that we had this song about Eskimos, which I know you don't say Eskimo anymore.
What do you say now?
Inuit or whatever, I don't know. Yeah. You know how everybody's trying to like have a word to make their N-word?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Like bitches want to make cunt their N-word. And everyone's got one, midget. Like,
you can't say midget. You gotta say little person now. You can't even say like, dwarf anymore, man.
Sure you can.
I don't know. It's got to be LP, little person.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Well, yeah, you could. I mean, but do you want to get canceled?
Bro, there are so many fucking hot LP chicks out there, dude.
Oh, there is. Yeah, totally.
I've always had a thing for it. I'm glad it's like, you know, hit the fucking mainstream, because like that is mainstream as shit. That one bitch rips people off like tons of money. She has like a ton of OnlyFans subscribers that she rips off.
Who's that? Bridget the Midget?
No, dude, you're thinking like old Bridget. Do you see her nowadays? She's fucking haggard now.
No, I haven't seen her in a long ass time.
It's this. I forget her name. She's like makes $2 million a month on OnlyFans. Like,
oh wait, is she the one?
Fake ass Instagram post bullshit. See that blonde bitch?
She's the one with that supremely tall chick where they do like weird shit together, right?
Oh, I would doubt it. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about their OnlyFans that it's pretty fucking wild.
It's not. Hers is lame as fuck. It's like Instagram. There's nothing on there. Like,
that's stupid.
But she makes it so cheap that she suckers people in. You know, it's really smart. Because like I had seen her on something and I was like, it was only like $2. I'm like, what? It's like on sale, $2. You know, I literally signed up for it, scrolled through, and unsubbed in like 5 minutes because it was just bullshit. There was no Instagram shit.
There was no nude pictures whatsoever.
No. Not yet. I don't think there was even tits.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah. What's the point of those OnlyFans pages where it's like you can see shit that you see on Instagram for free instead of like.
Well, now every bitch has two of them. They have a free one and then they have like a no pay-per-view one, you know, that you can sign up or pay and get. Yeah. And it's like, I think it's funny. It's like I've said many times, like, I wasn't only signing up for an OnlyFans if it's someone I know. Like, if I somehow find it out that one of my friend's wives or like a girl from work or something, like, bro, sign me the fuck up secretly. I'll secret jack to that. It'll be great. But some random bitch, I don't give. I have Pornhub, man. Like, yeah, are you out of your mind?
There's so
many. I got in mind.
So many women have OnlyFans now, and it's like different degrees of like they got, oh, it's a free OnlyFans or like a dollar. But then like for that dollar, you get like really tame stuff, and then you have to kind of pay to unlock like the really spicy stuff. Yeah.
It's like Angry Joe fucking yelling about Blue.
Are you out of your mind? $10 for Blue?
$10 for a fucking fatality?
$10 for a pussy?
Pornhub 3, man.
Yeah.
And it's like the last bastion of what we talked about on the show last week, which is a topic I'm very passionate about. And that's like people doing like sex acts because they fucking want to.
Yeah.
And you can find that on Pornhub. There's people you can sub to. They're not trying to sell you anything, bro. Mm-hmm. They just like, I like fucking my wife and putting on Pornhub because we both like it. And they're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. They're into that like voyeuristic type thing where people can watch them and stuff.
Fucking genuine, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for, really.
But
in that type of shit, I'm just looking for genuine. Like I could name you people on Pornhub that I sub to. There's one of the dudes like, he's fucking her on the couch, and I swear to you, but at like the corner, you know, like where the arm is of the couch, mm-hmm. on the other end, there's a bunch of clean clothes folded up on there. It's like, oh.
That's why you keep telling me about like fucking you want it like super realistic and you want like laundry on the side of the couch and shit.
It's true, man. Yeah, dude. It's just like, you know, or it's like, I think she's a nurse too. But like sometimes I'll do shit where she's like in her nurse, you know, like she'll be before she goes to work or stuff, which I kind of almost got a thing for. Cause like that chick's a nurse, and that's a whole Reddit sub thing too. Is like Gone Wild Nurses, where it's like, yeah, every chick is a nurse.
Yeah, I'm part.
And that adds like a realism to it too. And you can tell a lot of the times it's in like hospital style bathrooms and shit.
How the fuck do they?
And they like whip their tits out and take pictures and put them on Reddit. And it's like, what a world we live in.
How do they do that?
What a wonderful world.
I see tits so big, little nipples too.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty tremendous, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. It's like, but yeah, I haven't been on Pornhub in a while. Because I got sick of the OnlyFans girls. Like, they're, if you want to see the rest of the video, sub to my OnlyFans. And it was like, just when it was getting to the good part, too. So I was like, ah, fuck this.
I don't even click on that shit. I don't click on anything that's like less than 10 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
I don't sub to anybody who's got short shit.
Short shit. Sometimes, like, 5 minutes is like all you need, man. You know, if it's like some good stuff.
But, I guess.
Yeah, they tease.
Those are usually bullshit, man. They're usually like cut and
right. Yeah, they tease it out. They tease it out, and then it's like just when you know the legs start to spread, the camera goes up, and it's like for the rest of the videos.
Oh, what really?
One of those I saw where it was like she was teasing it, and she was showing little peaks, and then she sat down on the bed and she lifted her legs up, but the camera went up, and it was like it got all blurry, and then it was like subscribe to my OnlyFans now. It's like fuck you.
Like I would bitch. After something like that.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid, dude. But yeah, I don't know. It's it's just one of those things, man.
Yeah.
The days of it.
We're gonna talk about something else.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Well, how did we get here? Oh, midgets.
Midgets, yeah, little people.
Yeah, you can't say midget and there's hot midgets. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you gonna do? Like I do. I mean, like, I do it on this show just to be an asshole. I'd be like, ooh, okay, I'm going to say it just because, you know. But really, I do solid say LP. I have respect for little people.
I mean,
I used to watch I used to watch Little People, Big World. Or the John Seven Johnstons.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
That show's on now. It's just this family of LP people. Like, they adopted a bunch. They have, like, one of them is, like, their kid, but they adopted a bunch of different LP kids, too. And my ex used to love it, and she'd watch it. And as it like went on after season after season, like all of a sudden like the girls are starting to get like, you know, no one's like, oh, she's graduating high school today, and like, oh, they're doing college things. And I'm like, I'm like watching it like, god damn it. No one's gonna
I hope they cut to the scene where she's changing her clothes.
But I'm definitely not gonna watch any of those kind of shows these days.
Nah.
Gotta watch fucking RuPaul's Drag Race and stuff for SEL.
I was just gonna say that, yeah. MTV's The Challenge and RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. And probably Ink Master. I don't know, like RuPaul's Drag Race ends this week and Ink Master starts. So we'll probably do Ink Master too.
Is that a tattoo show?
It is.
Okay. Which one was the one that was on Spike or Vice or some shit?
That one.
Miami Ink or some weird.
Oh no, that's dumb. Ink Master's like a elimination based type.
Oh, show. So it's a game show type thing.
I mean, not really. It's more like the formula of Project Runway or Top Chef. I mean, there's a group of people. They compete. Someone goes home every week. You know, that kind of deal.
Oh, all right.
Used to be hosted by Dave Grohl for the longest time. And I don't know. I think he has long COVID, man. I don't know what his issue is. But all of a sudden, he's not hosting it now. That one fuck from Good Charlotte hosts it now. I'm like, that's not a proper replacement for Dave Grohl. You know?
You said Good Charlotte. I'm just remembering chicks in like plaid pants and fucking multicolored.
Yeah, one of the brothers, like that punk band.
Yeah.
I use that fucking term very loosely. That pop punk band.
Yeah. I never got into Good Charlotte. I just couldn't. It was not for me.
Nah, dude, me either. Fucking pop punk bands.
Yeah.
Except for Green Day, Dookie. That's what kind of got me into punk in 94. I was, what, 13?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Dookie. So I used to Dookie talk shit awesome. To Fudge. Hi, Tyler. about him liking Blink-182, because, like, he loves that band. Like, him and his brother, I think. Like, that's, like, baseline. One of their bass bands, you know? And I was shit on it. The guy, like, real punk and shit, you know? Like, you know, Minor Threat and all these. But then I started about it, too. I was like, actually, Green Day Dookie is like Green Day Dookie and Rancid and Outcome the Wolves, because they're both from like the same year. You know?
Yeah.
Dookie's 94 and Outcome the Wolves might be 95. But those two albums, like I got into punk from there. Then I explored backward and found all these other bands, you know? So,
yeah,
I get it. It was like, I just think that's an interesting parallel that probably nobody else thought of. It's like Blink-182 was 1,000,000% the Green Day of that era.
Oh, I think so, yeah. And the weird thing about it is, like, I got into it because, you know, when you're a skateboarder, you listen to, like, shit, like, The Descendants, Dead Kennedys, and stuff like that. And then Green Day came out, and we just assumed that, okay, it's just punk, you know, it's still punk. But then afterwards, like, you know, years later when Blink-182, it's like, oh, that's, like, MTV Hot Topic kind of punk. So it suddenly got, like, really strange, you know?
Dookie was huge on MTV.
Oh, fuck yeah. But we didn't think of it in those terms until like much later on.
Yeah. I mean, Blink-182 is a 1,000,000% more pop than Green Day.
Yeah.
Like, Green Day was a more poppy kind of version of punk. Definitely. But
yeah. And they were silly, too. That's what I liked about them. Like when Dookie came out, it was like all songs about like pretty silly stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like when a band has a silly, even if like the subject matter's not, you know, like mm-hmm. That's so many bands actually. You know, it's like bands. I'm a bit of Belligerence was like that when I was in that band. Gorgatron is like that still.
Yeah,
like all their music's about serious shit, but like once you hear like any aspect beyond that, it's just like a bunch of silly fucking guys.
Yeah,
you know, their music videos are silly as fuck and awesome, you know.
Like, yeah.
I can't think of the name of the song.
The one where Nate Tannick gets his spine ripped out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like there's just the and all, everything they do, like that mockumentary that they have out.
Oh, Beyond the Blast Beats.
I saw that and I was like, how the fuck have we, you know, like why did we never do this? Why did I never do this? Like what a great idea. And then an idea too, like, okay, yeah, we'll do a mockumentary of bands, right? But like so well done. Like, Big P, when he's sitting there, like, and he's got, like, fucking 10 guitars around him, and he's just lounged back, and he's just, like, kind of channeling, like, this Garth sort of thing. It's like, holy fuck, man. It's just tremendous. Like, those guys are great.
Yeah.
All their music videos are great. Just check them out on YouTube. You'll have a gay old time. Even if you don't like death metal, the videos are fucking funny.
It's like, and then they got a new album coming out, man.
Yeah. Someone in that group's kind of a go-getter with like video editing and stuff. I'm not sure who, but when they go on tour, they would put up like things like where they play that basketball game. You ever seen that?
No, I didn't see that one.
They're, I don't know, in California on tour, and they play basketball, but it's really like filmed and edited down, and it's like into it. They made it into like a whole thing, you know, because like when you're out there, what are you gonna do? You sit in a fucking van all day, like,
yeah,
come up with something to do. But no, anyway,
it's cool because they like to have a lot of fun. Like, they can take something and just make it like more fun than it usually is.
Yeah, it's good. What's the new, do you know the name of the new album?
I don't know. Sentience Revoked, I believe.
Yes. You're gonna order the deluxe physical edition with the
limited
edition red cassette tape or something.
Well, actually, no. I want to get the LP, not the little person, but the vinyl. Oh man, yeah, the blood red vinyl, fucking.
Right. A cassette really would be too convenient, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Plays more than four songs in a row. You could put a bunch of that. It's just. I sure don't like it. Oh, I did see this thing, like, this old, like, high end cassette player, like, some reason this week in my world of, like, watching dumb short videos. But it would, like, opened up. It would like brought the tape out, spun it around, put it back, and the door went back up. What the fuck?
How the hell does that happen?
Some super dumb fucking.
So it was on like a robotic ladies. Arm that spun the tape around and like inserted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was thinking too, like, you don't have to flip tapes when you fucking listen to them on like in a car. It's just a button that flips it.
Yeah, like it goes in a reverse mode or something while it's still inside the player.
Yeah, you don't have to like pull it out and flip it, which I do remember those days too. But
yeah, I remember like the eject tray and then you pick the tape up and flip it and put it back in. Yeah. But no, the cassette player I've got is it's a like dual mode or some shit. Like you put the tape in and you flick a switch and it plays it to the end and then it goes backwards and it plays the tape or some shit. I don't know, man. It does it like a car player does.
Right, where it can like play from either side or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. More power to it, man. Like I said, I don't get any of that shit, but people do, and it supports bands, and that's awesome. And I'm thankful for every person who is into that kind of shit and like does want to buy fucking one of 10 blood red fucking cassette tapes, you know, shit like that. Like, cause that supports bands. I don't want that shit, so I'm not gonna buy it. But they're supporting bands more than me, you know. I just listen to Spotify, and I don't know. I don't care. I don't like about that. I mean, I care, but I don't care. Right? I care to a point. Like,
yeah,
should they get more money? Sure. Will I pay more money? Nah, no, thanks, man. I'm good. And my shit, you know, I'm not trying to actively be a successful musician. It's a grind that's, I mean, probably it's, at this point in time, like, it's a pretty tough fucking deal. Tougher than it ever was, right? If you thought it was hard to make it in the fucking 80s or 90s, dude, like, dude, good luck now.
But you're a collector of different things. Like, you buy hats and, like, you get, like, I don't know what else you buy. Like, do you buy, like, the fucking, those little figurines, what are they called?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're called, but no. I don't have a... I actually am pretty fucking solid on not really buying anything right now. Like,
oh, okay.
I guess I just spend a bunch of money on my Philips Hue system. That is so, I have a bunch of shit coming in this week for my Philips Hue system. I did a big upgrade on it. Cost a bunch of money.
So you
cost like fucking half a grand.
You can get more ultraviolet colors on your fucking LED lights and shit.
No, now I got the HDMI box and gradient strip. So you hook anything HDMI into this box, into your television, and then it reads it from the HDMI, the colors and shit, and you put this strip that goes on the back of your TV. You maybe see people with like these low rent ones. No offense to anybody, Tyler again. But a lot of people, they got this like cheap camera one, and there's like a camera that hangs over, I guess, and it tries to mirror it through what it sees on your TV, you know, which is, it doesn't work for shit. Philips Hue is the shit. Like anybody who's into lights and house lights and all that kind of shit, like they know it. They may not have it, but they know it is, you know.
Yeah,
but it's expensive as fuck. It's crazy, but it's the best version of that shit anyway. But.
And it
goes, so yeah, this thing has a strip that goes along the back of your TV, up the side, across, and then back down the other side. Okay. And so if something's, it reacts completely with whatever's happening on the screen.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like more immersive when you're watching, like whatever you're watching.
Yeah, and the way my shit is like a white wall behind there. I would love to put something there, but I like it too much lit up all the time to put any kind of anything on there, but... So it'll light that whole wall. And then I have other ones, bulbs that'll work with this thing. So like there'll be lights behind us and on the side and show, well, let me on the side, I guess the other room, but that'll flash with whatever's happening too. And I'm going to play horror games in the dark and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking bits.
Put a Gorgatron poster behind there and like have it light up in different colors and everything.
Shit. Like, it would just cover the wall. Yeah, I have to have like a whole blend. Like that's the, I don't want to put anything on any of the walls in my living room.
Oh, okay. Like remember when we were younger, I don't know if you did this, but I had like those velvet posters that, and the black lights would come on and it would be like a different color when you had the black lights go on.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was fucking cool, man.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I don't really, you know, I guess I buy a ball cap here or there, but I have in the past, you know, collected things.
You said you had like 30 something hats though, right?
No, I don't think that.
Oh,
like shit. fitted hat, maybe have like 20 or 15, 20, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was like a lot of fucking hats. Like
no, it's not crazy. But they're all like, I've worn them like twice or something. Like I'll get them, I wear them maybe once. I mean, there's ones in there I had never worn. I almost rebought one that I was like, fuck. And I kept looking on the site, it was sold out. I'm like, I want that hat. And I shit you not, one time I was doing a show out here and I had a hat and I picked it up. It was kind of like, oh, there's dust on this plastic. And that hat I wanted was below it, still brand new in the plastic. And who knows how long it was there.
Didn't even know you had the hat already.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that fucking hat I won. It's dope. And then I've still never worn it.
Oh, fuck.
I don't understand. I don't know.
Dude, I was like getting a little bit of that itch again with guitars where I was looking like, you know, that fucking Solar guitar. I sent a photo of you to you. And then I saw that the Sammy Duet SD2s were back in stock. I was like, fuck, I want it so bad, but it's like, I can't get that shit. No, I've got enough.
Yeah, I get that too. Yeah, I definitely do, but I really don't play enough.
Yeah.
Like I play bass here and there, but I mean, I don't do shit. So I can't justify it, but I still want it. Why is that? I don't know.
Well, it's because you got a thing for guitars like I do, man. It's like we fucking like guitars.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I mean, I play every day, but still, it's like I got enough. I don't need any more.
Right. I mean, that was like with rolls, you know? You got to have like, I've got a standard guitar. I've got a fucking drop B guitar, and I've got to drop it like A, or you know, probably go down to G.
Right.
Yeah. Guitar. and that's it. Exactly. You know, three guitars.
I got one for like let's see, E flat tuning. I got one tuned to D standard, one tuned to fucking drop D. Shit, one tuned to C sharp. Fucking yeah.
Is there a pedal now that just do all that shit like fairly accurately?
I don't know. I don't fuck with pedals too much. I got like the Harvey audio pedal, and that's the only one I got.
Mm. Yeah, check out Harvey Audio pedals, man.
Fuck yeah, they got some good shit.
Boy, Big P from Gorgatron making those pedals.
Yep.
Making badass pedals.
The Commando pedal is dope. The Chainsaw pedal is dope. And like he's got a bunch of other ones that he's making too.
The New World Overdrive.
Oh shit, yeah.
That was fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. I saw he was like redoing the amp. Like he had the guts of an amp, like an old, I don't know, Marshall amp or some shit.
Yeah.
And he was like rewired. I'm like, dude, that is fucking crazy scientist shit.
I know. He's
that guy's an electrician, man. He probably is a master electrician, actually. Like that's no shit.
So, well, is he professionally an electrician? Like
yeah.
For real?
Yeah, he was. Or,
oh shit.
I think he was. I don't know if he's. I don't know. They might still. I think he might just do fucking pedals and Gorgatron and shit now. I don't know. I have no idea, but he used to be. Yeah. Because he'd come here. He used to. They'd randomly have things here in my city, the capital city. And for his work, and he would have to come down for like a weekend or a week, mostly during the week, and train and shit. So in the evening, he'd hang out and fucking. I think he stayed at my homie's house one time. Oh, shit. But yeah, we fucking hung out and jammed and shit like that. Pretty good times.
Now, is that Axel Harvey Productions? Is that like a family member that does like the production?
I don't know.
Various
bands. I don't know. Could be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always wondered that, but I never asked him.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that, but yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, it's so dumb. And it's like, if I had owned a house or something where I had a room where I can, like, hang up my guitars, you know, which mm-hmm. God, I just want to do that so bad. That would be cool. I think I would buy more guitars then.
And just have them all along your walls and shit, have like that.
Yeah, this low-end Washburn came into a music store like 10 miles away from here. And it's a body style from the 80s that I've always wanted. It was a reissue version from the 90s. It was in kind of rough shape and shit, but...
What's the name like, of it?
It's a Washburn A10. Well, this was an A5, but the A10... would be preferable version, but I just want any Washburn of that body style, that A body style.
Oh, that's so that's like a battle axe looking body style right there.
Yeah, it's an Explorer style. I don't know, I just like all those Explorer styles. Like, I would like to have all of them, honestly, you know, like that one and the Ibanez Destroyer, which they refuse to keep make again. Like, I don't know, fucking why.
I've been watching.
I really like the Schecter one too because it's got like a little notch on the bottom.
Oh,
horn.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, the new Schecter. That one.
Well, it's just the one they've had forever, that Explorer style Schecter.
Oh, I thought that was a brand new, like, kind of make it because usually Schecter has like the round bodied guitars. I haven't seen any like sharp edged ones.
Oh, they've had that. Yeah, they've had an Explorer style one for a long time. And I think they look really cool, but I can't also, it's like, Schecters to me are like fucking Hyundais or Kias or something. You know, like at this point, Kias and Hyundais are like really nice cars, actually. But I'm so old that I just remember like the doors falling off Hyundai XLs and shit. You know, so like I remember when Schecter like started, I feel like. You know, I just remember when all of a sudden it was like all these young kids' bands had Schecters.
Yeah.
It's like I get this like, and I like a lot of their shit, like, but I just get this like Monster Energy kind of fucking vibe from them as a brand.
You know? Well, especially now with that Machine Gun Kelly fucking Razor guitar, man. You know.
Yeah. I really want a bass from a different company, like a smaller company, and I want to. I mean, honestly, I'd like to fucking. I just dig their company and their shit. And I'd love to have a bass and a guitar and just use their shit from now, but I mean, obviously, they don't need either of those things.
Like, what if you were to, you know, that build a guitar that you went to and you built like that crazy ass Explorer style guitar? And like, that would basically be your signature series right there, because it would be the only one in production.
Me build it?
Not you build it, but you build it. You built it on the website. You know, you put the pieces together and shit. So that would be
from what, Balaguer?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, like a $3,000, $4,000 custom shop Balaguer.
Is that the site that you sent me to?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, I built this guitar here.
Yeah.
Like, you could pick the body style, you could pick the woods and all that shit.
What I really want to do is even more than that, because there's a body style guitar out there that nobody who makes, like, Balaguer has a bunch of bodies, but they don't have the Ice Destroyer.
Oh,
and the Ice Destroyer is like the cream dream of my Explorer fantasies.
Like,
because
Ibanez.
it's an Ibanez Destroyer,
yeah,
with a fucking Ibanez Iceman fucking hook on the bottom.
Didn't Paul Stanley have a guitar like that at one point?
Yeah, the Iceman. That's Paul Stanley.
Okay.
Yeah. The Iceman is Paul Stanley's guitar. Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. Yeah.
Or what he used, anyway. The Destroyer was actually used by one of the fucking dudes from Def Leppard back in the day, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Or one of those other cool bodies was. I don't know. But anyway, there's a company online, they sell bodies, and you can buy them from there. And that's like my cream dream, really, would be to get one of those and have find somebody to build it. My friend Rusty is actually getting pretty fucking good. He's built like 3 or 4 guitars now, and I haven't played any of them because he doesn't live here, but like, you can tell he's getting better at it. So I don't know, maybe I'm gonna employ him to, but I want to do like that. I want to do an Ice Destroyer, you know, with a bear, like a fucking baritone, maybe like a 30 inch if I can. Well, I'm not gonna be able to find that, but I need to find like an Ibanez reverse fucking headstock, because I want that. I want a matching fucking, you know, deal.
Hey, I was on Reddit, like I'm on the Jackson Reddit, and I saw this guy Frankenstein a warrior with a reverse headstock, and then put like not a Floyd Rose, but the other floating tremolo, I forgot the name of it, but it looked pretty fucking badass, man, especially with that reverse headstock.
Bro, reverse headstocks are the, like, if you're doing a pointy guitar and you don't have a reverse headstock, I don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, the strange thing is they're pretty rare to get a pointy guitar with a reverse headstock.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all, like, I need to find an Ibanez baritone. Probably, I would preferably a 6-string one, but I guess I maybe would do a 7 if I had to. If there is a 7-string reverse, but anyway. An Ibanez neck that's long, extra long, with a reverse headstock. And then I could, you know, have somebody build it, but I mean, how much does somebody charge you for that, you know?
Yeah. And then, like,
I'm not really ready to fucking spend like $3,000 on a fucking, you know, that's like my cream dream. So maybe, yeah, someday I'll meet somebody who will, like, oh, I can, you know, who, like, shares the vision.
Yeah, you just got to pay for the wood or something, you know?
Well, I'll pay somebody. I don't mind that. But I mean, I'm not going to pay. If I'm going to pay $3,000 for a guitar, I'm just going to go to Balaguer.
Yeah.
And get, like, you know, it won't be that body, but whatever, dude.
Who knows? What if they start to have that body in stock? And then you can just, yeah, like, swap out the headstock and put that, you know, put the reverse headstock, I mean, on there.
Yeah, if you're into guitars, you haven't went to Balaguer's website, you should, because it's the most amazing, like, guitar builder. Like, I built that one. That one looks like a fucking, like a weapon of hell, dude. That red and black,
yeah,
fucking Explorer style reverse headstock, fucking, oh, like, the 6-string baritone. Oh my god!
Did you see the
but
one?
Like, I none did. Of the bullshit. I kept it actually pretty cheap because I don't fuck with any of the, like, expensive hardware. You know, like the you know, like a fucking whatever, like a Floyd or the Caller or any of that kind of shit. Like, I just like a fucking classic, you know, tail there. So
that's what
you save a lot of money.
It was the Goto locking tuners with the Kaler bridge.
Yeah, Kaler bridge. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Or any of that other shit. It's like, I just wanted it like standard fucking, just a standard guitar style with a fucking, you know, like Seymour Duncan's. Mm-hmm. I don't need an Evertune or any of that shit. Although that would be cool to have one of Evertune, but I wouldn't want to fuck with it.
I've been trying to learn the ways of the Evertune so I can get my strings to, like, if I want to do vibrato on them, because the way that
Evertune, you can't do that. Is that right?
You can, but you have to like turn the key to position two or some shit where it'll actually like, cause each individual thing is like its own floating bridge. So there's springs that keep it in tune. So if you want vibrato, you've got to like turn the key into a different direction and put in like zone two or some shit. I don't know. It's crazy. It's like super complicated and I'm trying to learn it.
Mm. Which guitar do you have that has that?
The Solar, the purple Solar 7-string.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a sexy guitar, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, just like guitars, man. I don't want to play them. I just want to have them.
I just want to hang them on my wall and look at them.
I don't know. I can't even do that. They just sit in cases, man.
I'm going to hang them up and sit in the room and just jack off one day.
It's just dumb that they just sit there, you know. What are you gonna do, I guess?
Yeah, and since seeing like that the Shred Den now has BC Rich Ironbirds, I'm seeing a lot more Ironbirds over there, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's a beautiful guitar. And like Natanic, yeah. Man, he's always playing the Ironbirds now on the Instagram reels, and I'm like, god damn, he makes me want that guitar. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not into those, but I could see how, you know, you pointy boys are.
There's some nice looking guitars, man.
Yeah, as far as I go as Explorer, I don't fuck with any X guitars, really. I mean, like, there's some that are okay, I guess, but they don't really, like, do much for me.
And you're not into, like, King Bees, Flying Bees, anything like that?
I would never play anything like that, no. No, I'd King V over a regular V, you know.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But no, I don't think I would ever play anything like that. I don't know. I like LP bodies, Explorers. That's pretty much it, I guess. I don't like any of the classic style, you know, like regular. I guess I don't even know what that body style would be called, but right? Regular Ibanez, regular Jackson, you know.
So I think that's a Strat style, because most of them,
I guess it's a Strat style, yeah. Right? Because the Tele styles with the rounded top, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that shit either. I don't like any of those Fender body shapes. I play a Fender style bass because that's like, that's the bass, you know?
Yeah.
A fucking Fender P bass or jazz bass is the fucking bass. So that's why I have a jazz bass.
Yeah, but that's the style, man.
You know, it's cool in a bass, it's not cool in a guitar. But I do like those E-type fucking Solars, and you know, the Warriors, like, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. I could maybe, but I think a Kelly looks better than a Warrior, but me personally,
yeah,
like if it was one of the two just based on looks, I would take the Kelly. I mean, but I know like you and fucking Natanic both bought them and were like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
I thought it was weird. Like Natanic didn't like it. Like he loves Warriors and shit, but
right.
Didn't like that. Same with you. It's like, okay, I don't know. You guys must know something. I wouldn't buy one now. What's that guy who uses them? He's got an amazing looking one.
Is that Brandon
Loomis? Ellis? Is it Jeff Loomis?
It might be. Yeah, it's either Jeff Loomis or Brandon Ellis. One of those two.
I don't know who those people. Either of those people are offhand, but. Who the Ellis guy? What is he in? Revocation or something?
Fuck, man. I gotta look.
No, the Revocation guy plays a Warrior.
Yeah, that's the Dave Davidson.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. I think Kelly's look cool, but I know you didn't like it. I never did hear from Natanic, like, what he didn't like about it.
Okay, the Black Dahlia Murder, Brandon Ellis. Okay, so.
Yeah. He's a big Kelly guy.
Yeah, and that's the, I think that's the Crackle Kelly that Natanic had.
Yeah, the Crackle, dude. I love the Crackle.
It looks like molten lava formed together into a guitar shape.
Yeah.
The fire.
The company I really want a bass from, and I like, I get really close sometimes to buying, and I will probably end up like doing it when they, but they release, like they had like green, and it was like just a regular like army green, and I'm like, and they do them like limited. So then there was black, and then they did an old black. I'm like, okay, and then they did a crackle, but it's a black and white crackle, which is cool. But I'm waiting. I'm like, these motherfuckers are going to do a green or really any color. Green, red, purple, orange, yellow. Like, I'd take any of those over a white crackle.
Yeah. White crackle, I don't think that's really... I don't know. That's not interesting to me.
It looks cool, you know, but it's not as cool as any of those other colors. And I just know I'd buy that black and white crack. It's a limited one. I'd buy that one, and then I'd be like, red. I'd be like, no.
You know what's funny though about the Explorers, that the Kelly pokes me in the ribs, but when I play the Hetfield Snakebite, it's big enough in the back end that it doesn't poke me in the ribs when I play it. So it's like I can play those kind of Explorer style guitars.
That thing's got a fat fucking ass.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Hetfield thing. Like, are those, I like them. I do like them, but like that fucking big tail on the back, it's too much for me, really.
That's a lot of junk in the trunk.
Yeah, I think I'd seen somewhere that there was, I missed the boat on it. I should have been at the time, because they have like a purple snake bite that was a baritone.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I think you showed me that one.
Yeah, and I only, by the time I came I found out about it, it was too late. You know, they had already been bought. So, like, the original price for those was not bad. Like, I would have bought one of those when I bought my Cerberus. But it was too late, and they were, like, double what the retail was, you know? So, yeah. We're not going to do that.
Because you were looking for a baritone Explorer at that time.
Yeah, that's why I got that Cerberus, which is, like, a baritone Explorer, which you don't see much of. It was the last one of 10.
Yeah.
Well,
and you got like the certificate and shit with it. It says like there's only 10 in production, you know, that kind of
thing. No.
Oh, really? Why not?
It didn't. They didn't do shit like that. No.
That's wild.
But I could let you, you know, I could hit up fucking Mike and, you know, you can talk to him. He'll tell you it is. That's the guy who runs the company.
That's all right. I'll take your word for it, man. I believe you. Yeah.
Cerberus is really cool. Like, it's hard to, you know, with people, but to get people into kind of new shit. But like, Cerberus is cool because it's a dude, you know, it's like Michael. You can get a hold of him. He comes to the group of people who bought him, and he's like, what do you guys think, man? What do you think about like ABCD? Like, what would you pick? Why? You know, shit like that. So, like, you get influence kind of on the future runs. And kind of like, you know, you can put your input in on anything that they do. It's pretty fucking cool, man.
Hell yeah.
But they haven't done that Explorer body in a fucking long time. But he was talking about maybe doing it because it's the Moros is what that body says. Which is like some fucking, I don't know, some kind of god of doom or some fucking thing. I don't know. Do you know what Moros is? It's basically obviously like based off Morose, I assume.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I've never heard of it.
Moros in Greek mythology. What is it? Oh yeah, he's the impending, what's it here? Doomer phase, personified spirit of impending doom, who drives mortals to their deadly fate.
Oh shit.
They also said that Moros gave people the ability to foresee their death. Yeah, fucking, that's pretty cool too. The brand is Cerberus and the model is a Moros. Bad fucking ass, dude.
Dude, I'm looking at this. It's called Erebus 7 String Anniversary Run, and it looks like a fucking scythe at the headstock. The way that it's cut and shaped, man, it's crazy.
You look at Cerberus?
Yep.
All of them have that headstock, which I fucking dig. It's kind of like a reverse Parker headstock, which I used to love. Like, now if you can find a Parker somewhere that's not like $5,000, I'd buy one. But
shit.
Let me see. I'm looking here.
Yeah, it's called the Erebus 7 string.
Oh, are you on their fucking website? Or?
Yeah, I'm on their website. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you through Messenger.
I got it here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, someone's selling one of my, like mine. Seven string Moros, Cerberus Moro 7. It's a grand on reverb. Kind of like mine. It's got some extra switches and shit, but it's got the same finish and body style. Oh yeah, the Erebus ones.
Yeah,
I like that anniversary run seven string.
I like that headstock. That shit is sick.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of body style. He put those in the group, and I was like, that, like those on above the Erebus, mm-hmm. like the 28 and 27, and I'm like, a lot of people cream their jeans over that because like that's a metal ass guitar, but it looks like that classic. You know, it's got the black with the white pickguard or the teal. Like, look at that teal motherfucker, but it's got Evertune, and they use Armory pickups because they're attached to Armory. And Armory pickups are fucking, the metal ones and shit are badass pickups. So, like, that thing looks like that, and
that body style is almost like an ESP fucking Horizon FR7, I think it is.
Like, yeah. XRC6, is that the one you were looking at?
Let's see. No, it just says Erebus 7-string anniversary drawing. It's like a purple guitar.
Yeah, go down. Keep going down farther. And there's the XRC6.
Oh, okay.
Erebus. It's only 1400. It's not bad. But it's another one, too, dude. One fucking knob.
Oh,
one
shit. Pick,
like, a fucking just a bridge pickup. Like, if I had a signature one, that would be how it is, man.
Yeah, because I don't use the neck pickup. Never have.
No. It's like nice to have it, I guess, but it's not something I probably ever would use.
Right. And that's why the SD2 only comes with a bridge pickup.
Yeah. It's cool, dude. I like the simplicity of that. That's one of my favorite things about my Cerberus. It just has one knob, dude.
Yeah.
Quiet and loud, motherfucker.
Yeah, who needs a fucking tone knob, right?
Oh, bullshit.
And the switches get in the way. Like when I'm strumming sometimes, or if I'm trying to do tremolo picking, I'll fucking hit the volume knob, and I'm like, God damn it. It's like, I just want to mod my guitar and move the volume knob like all the way to the bottom of the body so it's out of the way. I don't want it up there near my hand.
Fair enough, man. There's some guitar talk. Quite a bit of guitar talk.
Fuck yeah, man.
Don't do this to me, man. Don't make me go buy a guitar.
Hey, I'm feeling the same way. It's like looking at guitars. It's like, God damn it. Must not buy.
Yeah, I don't even like talk about. I don't even like want to talk about the brand that I want to buy guitars from because I don't want. I don't know what that is. I don't even want anybody else to buy one. I want to buy one, and I want to fucking. I don't want anyone else to be like, oh yeah, dude, I heard you talk about that, and then buy one, and they'll have one before me. So I don't even mention the brand.
It's like, yeah, I heard you talk about that on your show. It's like I went out and bought a guitar.
Yeah, because I mean, like a lot of that shit, you know, like the Cerberus. It's like, yeah, I could buy a fucking, you know, whatever, an Ibanez or something. But
yeah,
like to run into the motherfucker, there was a guy actually. He's in the group. He's got a Moros, one of the 10 that I have. It's like you go play somewhere and people are like, what the fuck is that thing? Like, I just like that interest, you know, like, yeah. Oh, that's a. You just know automatically what something is.
All right. Well, the Cerberus you got now, nobody can get that because that was a limited run.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a 7-string one used on Reverb right now for $1,000.
Shit.
Looks the same. That cool, like, blue to white finish.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is tremendous.
You heard it here first. Go out in Reverb and pick that up. Be like Jim.
I mean, it's your chance to fucking get one, I guess.
Yeah, if you're really into that.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it for the fucking day, man. Huh? I don't even know how long we've been here. We never talked about lolcows or anything.
Oh, was there really anything going on in the lolcow universe? I mean, I sent you that Cyrax thing where like he shit his pants again and I was like wiping his ass with his hand. I mean, other than that, I really didn't find anything of interest.
Well, Coves is suspended.
Yeah, he's on Facebook now, doing videos.
You know what I mean, Facebook, dude?
While his house is, it actually looks immaculate because he's all packed up. There's like no dust anywhere, nothing on the walls.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of watching. You see Boglin Chronicles started the channel? Jessica Chronicles?
Jessica Chronicles, yep. Oh, man. Like, I can only take that in small doses. Even though he cuts his videos to about like 6 minutes. It's like when she starts bawling and doing like weird shit, I gotta turn it off.
Where she's outside, she's like, well, she first off, she spent 6 hours in the bathroom.
Yeah.
to start her day from like noon to six or whatever. She's just in the bathroom. Like, and then she's like, oh, I should get dressed. And she's huffing duster and shit in there.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Obviously, dude, like off camera. She'll like go off camera and you hear a and then she coughs for like fucking 3 minutes straight.
She starts fucking choking on it and then she's like, okay, I better go outside. And
yeah, she finally goes outside. Like, she's getting her day started by going outside. I'm like, God, I should get something to eat. And then she calls her neighbor's dog over and it takes a while because it's like you could tell the guy's like walking his dog coming home. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, oh, God, that fucking sea hag's outside. Like, and she calls the dog and calls the dog and calls the dog. So you can tell he must have let it off the leash. And it comes over and she pets him and like, and then like, I guess the dog hits the table as it's leaving.
Or, yeah,
which knocked her phone off and cracks the screen.
The phone was on a tripod and I think the dog knocked the tripod over.
Yeah, because I think it bumped the table.
Yeah.
You know? And then she was like, and the guy walked away and she took her like a minute to be like, he didn't even offer to buy me a phone. Why would he?
Right. You're the dumbass and fucking calling the dog over and getting it.
Yeah. He's excited. Like, bitch, I was like trying to walk into my house. I don't want to fucking come stand over here for 2 minutes while you fucking touch my dog all up. I got to give that fucker a bath now.
I got to de-louse it.
It's like, well, yeah, what do you want to touch it? I don't want to touch it after that fucking sick bitch pisses in boxes.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know, man. I'm thinking like her and Cyrax would be like the power couple right there because they don't wash. Like Cyrax doesn't do drugs, but he doesn't bathe either.
Yeah, I mean, he would. He'd, I don't think Cyrax would. Well, that's true. He would date any woman, but I wouldn't say I don't think he'd date a woman who did drugs, but he probably would.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah. I don't know, man. She. How is she not clean? All she does is fucking sit in the bathroom in water. She's in water all the time. She'll just lay in the tub and get fucking shithouse drunk. And you're like, I don't know. Does it not stop? It just drips the whole time. It's just like it's a steady stream of water is hitting it the whole time.
But then she probably vomits in the bathtub because I've seen her, you know, that stream where she threw up in the bathtub and just sat there in her vomit.
I never saw that.
Yeah. So it's like she probably pisses and shits in there too, because like how could you not? Like you're sitting there for all this time, like your stream is 16 hours long and you haven't gotten out of the tub in like 8 hours. Like, come on now.
He probably doesn't shit in there, but maybe pisses in there.
Yeah, she probably pisses in the tub. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I saw her going off about stairs. And I don't like stairs either. I'm a fat fuck. I mean, I want a house with like fucking 3 floors. Like, fuck that shit, man. You know, she's like, I want a one level house or whatever. And hate stairs. She's like, I hate going from upstairs to downstairs. And like, so she's pretty fucking lazy, obviously, you know? And that's probably why she just sits in the bathroom. Because like, well, when I eventually have to piss, I can just piss right here. You know, like I don't have to go anywhere. It's like the most convenient location. If you take drinks and take all your shit with you, it's the most convenient location as far as, you know, movement.
Yeah, maybe,
so maybe that's why she sits in there on the toilet all day.
I think that it's because like she is antagonistic toward her parents and her parents are like sick of it, so she's like, the bathroom is the only place I can get any peace. I'm pooping, leave me alone. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, you have no obligation to take care of your children. You know, I don't know, once they're of age. I don't know why they put up with that shit. Man. I don't know why they would ever put up with that shit.
And not when they're 40 years old. I mean, it's like, it's fucking take care of yourself now. It's time.
Yeah, I guess she kind of cooks. It seems like sometimes, and then she looks like she can actually probably cook something
Better than Cobes.
Oh, dude, a million times better than Cobes.
And not leave it out on the not let it cool overnight and shit.
I wish they'd put Cobes on fucking World's Worst Cooks in America.
That would be something to see. Shit.
Yeah, but that show's stupid. Those people don't know shit. The season that Natanic tried out, and he like should have got on that fucking show.
Why, is he like a really bad cook?
Natanic? Oh, dude, you were never around for the chicken arc? Yeah.
No.
One time he posted this, like, I don't even know how long ago. His dinner, because he used to post his dinners. And it was the most pathetic plate of food I've ever fucking seen in my life. Like, unseasoned, just gray-looking chicken.
Oh, damn.
That he probably just put in the oven. Like, literally, like, no seasoning on it, dude. You can tell. It's just, like, drumsticks and shit that he took and just put in the oven. And it was with these fries that were just, like, undercooked and, again, nothing on them. It was just, like, the saddest plate of food. And it went, I mean, it became a meme forever. You know how, like, a lot of shit's memes with that guy on Facebook? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was a big meme for a long time. And, yeah, I was like, you should get on Worst Cooks. I feel like it was my idea for him to try to get on there, but I could be incorrect. I do have an inflated view of my fucking... to contributions to mankind.
When you build your clock tower dream house, that's
but yeah, he sent a thing and the producers got back in touch with him, and but I don't know, he should have waited and had, like, because he should have got input on from people on, because he just kind of did a video and sent it, and it was like he should have got more input. And like Paul had said that once, he's like, you should have waited and we could have helped you or whatever, because it could have been a lot better, because, you know. But he also has been great for that. The person who they won that season, he tried to get on, was a legit murderer.
What the fuck?
They killed it. One of their kids that they had in their care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or I feel like that. She killed some. Yeah, it feels like one of the kids died. But she had these kids that were, like, held captive and shit.
Oh, you mean that woman with her kids where one of the children escaped and they had duct tape?
No, now you're thinking of Locky.
Yeah, that woman who had, like, the therapist friend, and yeah, like they started their own cult or whatever.
This is before that. But anyway, he would have been great on that show, man. Like, out there with, like, a bullet belt on and shit, and, like, gauntlets, like, cooking. It would be fucking awesome. You know? It would have been fucking great to see, because he can't cook for shit.
It would have been... Would you say, like, he's better than Cobes with the food hacks, or are they...
Yeah, because... No, he's better than Cobes because he would never do that kind of shit. Like, he would give you chicken that has no seasoning on it. You know, baked. So, I mean, is fucking gross, dude. Like, even with, like, sauces and things, like, just a piece, like, just chicken baked like that, like a boneless breast or something, is fine.
Yeah.
Boneless thigh. There's something about, like, a drumstick, right? Just baked in an oven that is fucking gross. It's, like, wet and, like, slimy. Like, we accidentally got these thighs with bones in last time we ordered groceries. And so it was like, I had to bake the motherfuckers, and, like, they're just gross to me. I'm like, ugh. They're this weird, like, you know, just ugh.
Was it pre-cooked, or was it to cook?
Yeah, you have to bake it.
Oh, okay.
But there's something about, like, I don't know, I think I have a old German Russian grandma who, like, baked chicken a lot. I feel like there was a lot of just bland fucking gross chicken that was cooked in a fucking Pyrex pan in the oven.
Oh, shit. I immediately, my mind went to that because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I remember one dish that she used to make that I just hated. It's like she'd bake chicken like that, you know, dark meat, whatever, and then debone it. And then put it in with rice and raisins. I shit you not. It was like a wild rice with raisins and chicken.
Oh,
fucking shit. Horrendous, dude.
Oh, man. Like, I'll have raisins with cereal, but I don't know about, like, chicken and wild rice.
No, yeah. I actually made a stuffing one time for Thanksgiving, and I put grapes in it because, like, the place I worked at did it that way, and it was actually kind of good.
So, but, grapes, not raisins, all right?
Yeah, grape. Yeah, like pieces of grape in there. It's kind of like some, the sweet and the salty is sort of a good. But anyway.
Like chocolate.
So he would never do that kind of shit. I'd love to see Cobes on there. I need to see Cobes in like different situations, you know? Like, that's why I wanted him to so bad. And he's not going to either. I wanted him to go on fucking Fish Tank so bad, but it's not going to happen. This fucking lazy piece of shit. I'm not gonna
yeah. Well, he was, do you remember that documentary that somebody had done on him before? And then he was bitching about that because it, he said that they painted him in a bad light, but it's like the way that he was already putting himself in a bad light. Nobody painted him in a bad light.
Other than what, cause you couldn't look at him. He's the, he posts the worst shit.
I mean, yeah.
He's dumb. He posts the worst shit. Fuck him. Anyway,
yeah.
Fuck all that. This is a long show. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's about lunchtime.
I'm fucking, yeah, I'm lunch. I'm dieting, and it's like, so I'm going to go have a fucking protein shake and a Clif Bar at best.
Hey, at least it's some protein, man.
Yeah, but that shit sucks, man. Saturdays like this with my ladies at work, like I'm used to, I would wake up and go get a bunch of like a fucking a fish sandwich.
Filet-O-Fish?
No, not a McDonald's. A big fish. I go eat a bunch of like fast food before I do this show, and today I didn't, and it's fucking bothersome to me. You know, life, gotta rein it in, man. You know, you can't eat bullshit forever. You can't smoke fucking 2 packs of cigarettes a day forever.
No, not without paying for it later.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it, my friend. That will do it for this week. Check out the other shows on the Modern Noise Media Podcast Network. Just search up Modern Noise Media on Spotify or anywhere. You'll find all of our shows. You'll find our channel. This show, also my other show, Suplex City Limits, with Tyler Fudge. Sundays live on YouTube, on demand after that. We talk pro wrestling, RuPaul's Drag Race, MTV The Challenge, whatever else we're watching. We're wrestling and then shows that we're watching. Yeah, check that out. Check out the Federation, Tyler and Travis Fudge, talking wrestling and music, all kinds of shit, and Midnight Mass Creature Cast.
That's right. I still got to send you 2 episodes from the previous weeks.
You like that? Yeah, a Species, right?
One of them? Yeah, one of them is Species, and what is the other one? Shit. Well, I'll look and figure
Event Horizon's up there.
Okay, you don't have the newest one, do you? The one that I put out last week?
Probably not.
Okay, so yeah, I got to send you 2 episodes.
Okie dokie. Well, there you go. That is it. Do you have anything else? Oh, shout out to Planet Raconteur, fucking EDF mother.
Spitball Media. And yeah, happy 420, everybody.
Indeed. I'm not going to do anything different.
No.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be the same.
All right. Thanks again, everyone. See you next week. Till then, as always, hail Satan.
And hail yourselves.